The rain pounded the already saturated landscape for the third morning in a row. The old adage about March coming in like a lion and going out like a lamb filtered through my mind as I sloshed across the muddy yard toward the mansion my contractor, Lonnie Parker, had been busily renovating for the past 4 months. The three-story structure was a grand old dame with a rich and colorful history. While much too large for a single woman and her ornery cat, the house would be perfect for the country inn my roommate, Georgia Carter, and I hoped to open this summer. I groaned as a gust of wind whipped off my floppy hat and sent it flying out toward the angry sea. If not for the impending arrival of Bobby Martin, the man Lonnie had hired to refurbish the old mantle above the fireplace in the living room of the main house, I likely would not have ventured from my cozy cottage, where I'd been snuggled up in a chair in front of the fire with my furry friend Rufus, a huge Maine Coon who had somehow managed to wiggle his way into my heart and my life. Having lived all my life on the much more temperate Central California coast, I was still getting used to the varied moods of a coastal Maine winter. One minute it was sunny and warm, the next it was snowing and blistery. And just when I'd been getting used to that, the heavens had opened and sent torrents of relentless rain that had me wondering if perhaps we should abandon the remodel and build an ark. Not that I wasn't loving my life in Holiday Bay. The town was charming, the scenery breathtaking, and the people filled the hole left in my life by the family I had lost along the way. In my wildest dreams, I never imagined I would be happy living in a small town with lampposts wrapped like candy canes. But from the moment I saw the email describing the house and the town in my inbox, I knew that Holiday Bay was exactly where I was meant to be.
"Oh, good. I hoped you'd stop by,"
Lonnie greeted after I blew in through the kitchen door.
"I wanted to introduce you to Bobby."
"Meeting Bobby is why I'm here," I confirmed. Lonnie took my wet raincoat and hung it on a peg near the back door. He then took me by the arm and led me through the kitchen, into the dining area, and toward the living room.
"Bobby Martin, this is the owner of the house, Abby Sullivan."
"Happy to meet you,"
greeted the short man with dark hair and huge green eyes.
"You've got yourself quite the work of art here."
I glanced at the intricately carved mantle. I knew it was something special from the moment I first saw it, which is why I asked Lonnie to find someone special to refurbish it. The design is so elaborate. I'm not sure who carved the piece, but I'm pretty sure the mantle is as old as the house. Bobby shook his head.
"Oh no, it's much older than the house. Lonnie said the house was built in 1895.
"Yes, that's right," I answered. "An Englishman named Chamberlain Westminster built it for his one true love, but she died just 4 months after they were married. It was a tragedy, really."
"Based on the architecture, 1895 seems accurate for the house, but this mantle is probably 150 years older than that."
I frowned. "Really? How do you know?" Bobby bent down and pointed to a spot on the bottom of the mantle.
"See this here? In the design? The little squiggly lines, if looked at closely, appear to be the letters S and G."
I studied the spot Bobby pointed to. "Yes, I see what you mean. The letters don't really stand out among the rest of the design, but now that you have pointed them out, I can see them clearly. Do they mean something?"
"It means the mantle was carved by Samuel Garrison. Samuel was an artist who carved items such as this in the Boston area between 1741 and 1782.
I furrowed my brow. "So if this Samuel Garrison carved the mantle, where was it before it was built into the fireplace in this house?" Bobby shrugged.
"I don't know."